If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
So here's me and little Elin. You're about to meet a young lady that was in our studio just the other day. I will introduce her, and then we will tell you when you give to the Salvation Army a little bit about the people that receive the money and how they use it. Elin Joyce Seiler is an 11-year-old from Wheaton and is a member of a longtime Salvation Army family that I'm familiar with. I know your grandparents, I know your parents, I know your aunt, I know many members of your family, but America came to know you because of some of the things that you have written. So just tell us a little bit about yourself. What grade are you in?
I'm in sixth grade.
Where do you go to school?
Actually, I have a very unique situation. Right now I'm homeschooled, or I do an online academy. That is because I'm in a show at a Marriott Lincolnshire Theater.
Yeah, I saw that. What is the show that you're in?
It's A Christmas Story.
And what have you been writing? You've sort of made a name for yourself writing. You won a national contest. You were featured on Good Morning America. What is it that you've been writing?
So I just wrote a poem called Where I'm From, and it's about four girls from four different countries. The first one from Ireland, the second one from Afghanistan, the third one from Indonesia, and the fourth one from Ukraine.
Why did you write a poem like that?
I think that the world needs more empathy. So I wrote this poem in the hopes that people will be able to put themselves in these girls' shoes, hear their immigration stories, and maybe have more empathy toward others.
How did you know enough to write a story about somebody from Afghanistan or Ukraine?
Actually, last year, my fifth grade teacher, Miss Ryder, was teaching a lot about refugee and immigration stories. And we read books about, like, Of Beatles and Angels. We read Diamond in the Desert. And I really just showed me, like, this whole other part of the world that I hadn't really been introduced to before.
Yeah, none of us either. So then what happened to those poems that you wrote?
Well, it was so cool. I won a national award, and I was flown to New York to read it at a gala and be on Good Morning America. It was really amazing.
What was that like?
It felt so great because I was being recognized for having empathy, and I hope that other people can be too after hearing it.
Tell me about your family's story, because your parents are in the Salvation Army, your grandparents are in the Salvation Army, your great-grandparents were also in the Salvation Army. Do I understand that correctly?
Yes.
Talk a little bit about your family's history.
Well, I know that I've been in the Salvation Army all my life, and I've really just seen the impact that they're making in people's lives. They are just so empathetic. They will go to you, and you don't need to have a certain job. You don't need to look a certain way, be from a certain place. They'll come to you and meet your needs where they are.
I think I saw somewhere that your great-grandfather maybe became a Salvationist only after he himself needed the services of the Salvation Army. Your grandmother is in our studio, and she is a friend of mine from 30 years ago. Deb Shogren is an Army officer who in the past has talked to us a little bit about the Army, its calling, why it's organized the way it is, and what Christmas means. What's the story that I'm thinking about here, Deb? Do you know?
My grandfather, who was an immigrant from England and was a coal miner in Iowa. And when he came out of the coal mine one night, instead of going to the bar, he heard a Salvation Army band on the outside, and he heard about forgiveness, and he heard about hope. And those two words were very rare in the coal mines. And my dad then, his son, observed this dramatic difference in him, a difference in the choices that he made every day and every moment to be kind and to think of others. And then, of course, I observed that in my dad. Consistently, people that weren't kind to him, he was kind back. He was helpful. And that, in my mind, can only be reflected to his Christian faith. So I wanted to be like him. So I had a conversation with God, and I said, if there's any way you can use me, God, I want to be used. And he answered my prayer in spades. I've been with the Salvation Army well over 40 years. What I love is being in the uniform gives me so many opportunities to speak to people. It's kind of like wearing a nun's habit. People feel they have access to you when they have problems and when they have issues. And sometimes it's just listening to them and crying with them. But they need someone to know that they are a valuable person. And that's how the Salvation Army functions, from that foundation.
And isn't it interesting to see how generational it can be, all the way to this young lady here?
But each generation has to make their own choice. My grandfather had to make his, my dad, me, my daughter, and now, thankfully, Elin. Each one has to make their own choice.
What do you mean by choice?
They have to make their own choice if they're going to let God lead their lives or if they're going to go selfish route.
But isn't it the truth that the Salvation Army expresses its faith through the service to other people? That's the mission.
The whole point is to be the hands of Christ. Heart to God, hand to man. My purpose in life is to wake up, no matter where I am, and see, if this was Jesus standing here, how would I respond to this? Sometimes I'm not real successful. Sometimes I still want to slap people.
But well, so you must have been over the moon, as well as her parents, when she's doing this writing and winning these awards.
I'm over the moon when she wakes up and breathes. As you know, I have 4 exceptional grandchildren, and they don't have to do anything to put me over the moon. But she is amazing, and I'm very thankful for her.
What programs are you involved in with the Salvation Army? You're in sixth grade, so
yeah.
what does the sixth grader do?
So I'm in a lot of youth activities. So I play percussion in the youth band. I sing in the youth choir. Sometimes I volunteer to sing Christmas carols at nursing homes. I ring kettles with my family, and I participate in character-building activities on Wednesday nights.
What's next for you, then? What are your plans?
I will continue to write stories and poems.
Do you write every day?
I try to. I've definitely been really busy recently, but I definitely love to.
She's been real busy, you know, being on national TV shows, that sort of thing. Boy, let's hope this is true. We take it for granted sometimes, don't we? That the Army is always going to be there to do some of the work that all of us know needs to be done, but don't have the time, resources, or empathy to do it. And there's the Army doing it, right?
Right.
Any last things you want to tell us, either about your poem or what you're doing with the Salvation Army, Elin?
Well, I just want to say every big thing starts with little steps, so keep creating.
So tell me what you guys, the young people in the Army, do around Christmas time helping distribute food.
We get to prepare food baskets for different ethnicities, so we hear what Hispanic food or what vegetarian food we should put in for anyone who wants it. But we also help with toy shop and lots of activities at the Army.
You also have something to do with the toys? What is that?
Yeah, so we help sort them, and we also do this project called Angel Tree, where each family or kid gets one certain kid, and they write down some things that they would like, and you can buy them for them.
Yeah, I've seen that too. That was one of the things that you and I first connected over, Deb. Elin, nice to meet you. Congratulations,
so nice to
and keep
you.
Up the good work.
Thank you.
Yeah. Elin Joy, how about that? Siler, nice, talented, nationally now acclaimed young writer and lady in our midst. It's 11:27 on WGN. So my virtual kettle is at WGNradio.com. You can click on there. You can make a donation right now or anytime. WGNradio.com. Look for the virtual Salvation Army kettle.